And here is the Writer's Almanac for Wednesday. It's the 5th of December, 2012. It's the birthday of Joan Didion, born Sacramento, 1934, whose most recent book, Blue Nights, was a memoir about the death of her daughter, Quintana Roo. She writes about her daughter's struggles with mental illness and drug abuse and the guilt that the mother feels. Joan Didion, who said, "I don't think anybody feels like they're a good parent, or if people think they're good parents, they ought to think again." It's the birthday of humorist Calvin Trillin, born Kansas City, Missouri, 1935, staff writer for many years for The New Yorker and deadline poet for The Nation magazine. It's the 60th anniversary of the Great Smog in London, 1952. London had been famous for its fog for many years. Evelyn Waugh wrote, "The decline of England dates from the day we abandoned coal fuel. We used to live in a fog, the splendid, luminous, tawny fogs of our early childhood. We designed a city that was meant to be seen in a fog." But this one was different. In December 1952, it had been very cold, and so Londoners had burned more coal to keep warm. But on the 5th of December, when the fog rolled in, there was a thermal inversion, and the fog mingled with soot and tar and sulfur dioxide, and it was trapped over the city. And the moisture in the fog reacted to the chemicals and created droplets of sulfuric rain. For 5 days, it hung in the air. The city virtually shut down. At some points, people could not even see their own hands and feet. They were getting lost in their own neighborhoods. It wasn't until the undertakers started running out of coffins that people realized how deadly this great smog of 1952 had been. When it lifted, it left 4,000 Londoners dead, and over the following months, an additional 8,000. And 4 years later, Parliament passed the first Clean Air Act in Great Britain. It's the birthday of Walt Disney, born in Chicago, 1901, who started out making short animated cartoons for movie theaters called Laugh-O-Grams. And it's the birthday of Nunnally Johnson, born Columbus, Georgia, 1897, a short story writer and journalist who went to California to work in the film industry. He did the screen adaptation of Steinbeck's Grapes of Wrath in 1940 and toned down some of Steinbeck's political ideas. And he gave the Joad family a happier ending in the movie than they had met in the book. Here's a poem for today, a poem by Lewis Simpson, "As Birds Are Fitted to the Boughs." As birds are fitted to the boughs that blossom on the tree and whisper when the south wind blows, so was my love to me. And still she blossoms in my mind and whispers softly, though the clouds are fitted to the wind is to the snow. Lewis Simpson's poem, "As Birds Are Fitted to the Boughs," from The Owner of the House, published by Boa Editions Limited and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac. Supported by the Wall Street Journal Weekend Edition, offering articles from international writers about finances to art, food, wine, and culture. You can celebrate the weekend at subscribe.wsj.com/getweekend. And by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, celebrating 100 years of discovering great poets and printing their verse. Back issues and subscriptions available at poetryfoundation.org. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.